This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Really? Jobs from the past.
Yuck! I've just been reading in Lord Shaftesbury's journal that kids were paid to collect dog poo from the streets.
Ugh, that's disgusting. They must have been really hard up to take on a job like that.
Apparently, the poo was used by leather makers to make the leather softer. It looks like kids did some pretty horrible jobs around the cities back in Victorian times. Look, here's what Lord S had to say.
Our capital city, of which we are so proud, is home to some of the filthiest streets. Not fit for animals to inhabit, let alone human beings. On these streets, children eke a living through crime and pitiful and frequently unsanitary occupations for meagre payment, such as the gong scourers, perhaps the most disgusting job of them all.
Gong scourer? Giving a gong a good scrub doesn't sound that bad.
Hold on, Bex. I think we're about to find out. Oh, I'm guessing this is a Victorian street. Smelly and very foggy. Look, I can hardly see where I'm going.
Here, mister, you don't look like you're from around these parts. Want me to show you and your lady friend over the road for a penny?
Thanks, mate, but we haven't got a penny. Hey, do you know what a gong scourer is?
Of course I do. They're the boys down the sewers who look for the lost treasure.
The sewer? Isn't that where all the dirty water and waste from the streets and the toilets go?
Hey, what's a toilet when it's at home? Do you mean all the muck and poo? That's the stuff. But folk around here always drop in things that gets washed away too. The gong scorers go down and search for it. Can be rich picking sometimes if you've got the stomach for it.
That's it, we're done. This is the worst job in the world. Wading through poo to look for the odd coin.
People search for a coin or something worth selling anywhere. Go down to the Thames and you'll find the mudlarks. Kids getting stuck in the mud on the banks for booty left by the boats.
Sounds pretty mucky and yucky.
I prefer dry land myself. I get money by cleaning shoes and sweeping the streets for posh folk like you. I had to be a funeral mute once. Blimey, that was boring.
A funeral mute?
Yeah, dressed in black and standing outside the door when someone's died, looking all mournful. You get more for your money if you cry. I tell you what, I was ready to cry after 6 hours standing still like that. There's always money in funerals though, and at least it's honest work. You don't want to be a pickpocket, do you?
Kids breaking the law for money? That's terrible.
What's terrible is not having enough money to buy food. Folks do what they can. Some kids beg and steal. Some parents even let the beggars use their prettiest children so people take special pity on them.
Here's something I never thought I'd say to a kid. Wouldn't you rather be at school?
Nah, might be nice to be out of the rain, but schooling can't pay for bread and ale.
Ale? You drink ale?
So what if I do? It's healthier than the water around here, mate.
Close the book, Bex. Let's get out of here. It's a good thing that kids don't have to work like that anymore. Or at least, not round here.
Yeah, but check this out. It says online that in countries like the Philippines, kids still scavenge and beg on the streets. Loads of them are homeless, so they're sleeping rough instead of being safe at home or school. Who knew school wasn't actually the worst place on earth to be?
Really? Jobs from the past. With support from the Heritage Lottery Fund. Find out more at funkidslive.com/really.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.